Chapter 10. Back in Switzerland. I have a terrible secret that I must tell you. When you hear it, you will look at me in horror.
My father and I started our journey home to Switzerland. When we arrived in Paris, I was very tired. I needed to rest before we continued. I did not want to meet people or talk to anybody. My father could not understand that. Justine was not guilty of murder, I said to him. But she died. I murdered her. William, Justine and Henry, they all died because of me. My dear son, replied my father with surprise, please do not talk like this. You are imagining all these terrible things. No, father, I am not crazy. It is true. They were not guilty, but my work has killed them. My father thought that I was still not well. He changed the subject of our conversation. He never spoke about Ireland again, or about what happened there. As time passed, I felt calmer. I hated myself and was sorry for everything. But I did not talk about my crimes again. I stayed calm and silent. A few days before we left Paris, a letter arrived. It was from Elizabeth. My dear friend, I was very pleased to receive a letter from my uncle from Paris. You're not very far away now. I hope to see you in less than 2 weeks. My poor cousin, you have suffered so much. I have been very worried about you, but I hope that you are completely well now. I do not want you to worry about anything, but I want to ask you a question. Since we were children, your parents have wanted us to marry. We have always been good friends, but perhaps this is enough for you. Tell me, dearest Victor, do you love another woman? You have travelled a lot and spent a long time at Ingolstadt. When I saw you last year, you looked very unhappy. You wanted to be alone. I guessed that you did not want to marry me. Are you sorry about the promise that you made to your mother? And are you worried about your father's unhappiness if the marriage does not happen? Victor, I must tell you that I love you. In my dreams of the future, you are my husband. But I do not only want my happiness, I want your happiness too. I cannot marry you if it will make you unhappy. You must be free to choose. If you are happy, I will not be lonely or sad.